Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. Chapter 13, Nausicaa. Bloom's taking his own little beach stroll now, and it involves at least one of the same activities that Stevens did. It's somehow less elegant this time. Oh well. Plus he watches some girls, and one probably watched him too. Now quote time. The old love was waiting. Waiting with little white hands stretched out, with blue appealing eyes. Heart of mine. She would follow her dream of love. The dictates of her heart that told her he was her all in all. The only man in the world for her, for love, was the master guide. Nothing else mattered. Come what might, she would be wild, untrammeled, free. Page 299, line 670. Does that sound like F. Scott Fitzgerald or what? Now here's a big disclaimer for this whole toil that we're about to go through. In Ulysses, especially this chapter, I've learned that you have to dissociate the arranger from Joyce's own words. The arranger is a character in his own right, the puppet master. But the puppet show was written by Joyce. That doesn't mean Joyce's views are all synonymous with the arrangers, however. So here we have this over-romanticized view into a woman's mind, which of course I find really beautiful, honestly. We're about to talk about potential misogyny, so I'm not sure if that reads poorly on me or not, but I like this romantic stuff. It makes me feel that green light effect, that reach out your arms further effect, and all that Fitzgeraldian hope and love. It's a good feeling. You should try it. Not here, though. Save that for your own time. This chapter is riddled with lines like this, and lines that basically put women on the same pedestal as Mary herself, creating angels of mortals, believing in that innocence of women. And we have to ask ourselves if this is Joyce's real belief and picture of women, or if it's almost satire. I definitely lean towards the latter. I don't think he would include these blatant equivalents over and over again if he really meant them. But again, tread lightly. The arranger is the one making these comments, not Joyce. But hey, think about how lovely this line is. The old love, those reached out hands. It sounds exasperated, like she's overwhelmed with this feeling of obsession, that when she thinks about him, her mind isn't working right. That's a beautiful feeling, and it's incredibly put into writing in this quote.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.